League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's Ben and Emil here.
We're the new hosts of Hoot and a Half.
Now, you're about to watch Hoot and a Half, but things have changed since we recorded that episode. We probably mentioned that our podcast is called Trillionaire Mindset a couple times. It is not.
It's not anymore.
Or it was at one point.
It was.
We have a new show called Pay Pigs.
Mm-hmm. You'll see it in the description box and all that good stuff, but we just wanted to give a heads up so it's not weird and jarring. Don't they look really, you look really good today.
I do look good today.
God, damn.
It's all I can think about.
And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Hoot and a Half with Matt King and Mike Sheffer.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I am your host, Matt King, joined with my co-host, Mike Sheffer. And we have some returning guests today. Ben Kahn and Emil.
We're here live.
The crowd goes wild.
From a CIA black site. They're freezing us out. I've never been colder in my life.
Man, everybody just calm down.
Okay, it's fine outside. It's this is the coldest home I've ever been in my life.
It'll warm nice. Up. Gets so hot in this room. Trust me.
Man.
I sweat every single time. So I had to make it cold for you guys.
Thank you. It was hot last time. I do remember that. That's probably why I was acting up.
Yeah, last time we couldn't even get through a question, which...
No, I'll be good this time.
No,
I'm not going to be good.
Okay.
I'm going to punch it up.
You guys were also kind of new to the... Not you were
wow,
newer to
how
the game.
Dare you.
No, we were newer to the game.
Nope.
We were trying to help you out, give you a little bit of a
help
bump.
Help us out.
Give you the Hoot and a Half bump.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. It was great. Thank you. And
thank you for having
us again.
Jeez.
You guys now have been doing the podcast for how long?
It's well about 70
I think
years.
6.5 years. Since it was
Has it taken a toll on your friendship at all, though?
No, but personal life, family life, yes.
Yeah. My kids. I haven't seen my kids in years.
Who do you think's more likely to have kids sooner? Which one? Both of you.
Go ahead. Probably me, honestly.
Why? Because you're older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably just because, I don't know, my cum is better.
Because you've just been blasting them unprotected.
How many kids do you think people should have?
None.
None. No
oh,
kids
really?
At all?
I think that two, you don't want to have one, because then they're just
then
all
they're
alone.
Weird.
Then
right.
They're weird. Because we all have siblings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I feel like only child girls actually like turn out not that bad.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like Carly and Aaron, our co-hosts on Good Influences, they turn out great.
Yeah.
Some guys I know who are like only child men, though.
I know
like.
An only
that's
child.
That's because women are good at like sharing their emotions and stuff.
Only children.
You know, I don't know why.
Only children of divorce, though. They turn out okay because they go through trauma.
Single children of divorce come out better
yeah,
than single children
of...
Yeah,
you got to go through trauma.
Oh, damn.
That's how you... fully formed people have to have trauma. If you don't have trauma, I don't trust you.
Really?
And if you want some, pick a fight with me. We'll create some
we'll
trauma.
We'll give you some fucking trauma.
Yeah, we'll give you some trauma.
Do you like to compete in the trauma Olympics? If someone tells you that they had a trauma, you're like, well, my dad died.
No. Well, he's got a good one. Yeah, you do have a good one.
What's my good one?
That your dad died.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine. I mean,
which the other day at the pool party.
I didn't know. I forgot or
oh,
I didn't know
okay.
that
Who
your
cares?
Dad had passed away
Who
many
cares?
Years ago.
Yeah. It was
like,
a long time ago.
How tall is your dad? Or I'm like, is your dad in shape? That's
yeah.
what I asked
I'm
you.
Like, well, I mean, he's in the shape of a box right now. Because he's ashes.
Sorry.
Man, that was a pretty sick joke. Can I get like a thank you very
that
much?
Was, you got to laugh, bud. That
yeah,
was
my
funny.
Dad would have laughed if he could fucking breathe in there.
Do you guys want to be buried or do you want to be cremated?
I want to be turned into a tree.
Same.
Oh, do you like the Infinity Burial suit?
The Johnny Appleseed edition?
Yeah. I'd like to be turned into an olive tree, famously.
Oh, damn. That's
We've
not
talked
bad.
About this on our show, yeah.
It's cheaper. It's really crazy how expensive just
becoming
death
a tree
in general.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
It's yeah. super expensive.
How expensive coffins are, mm-hmm. and how it costs. How much it costs just to buy a lot of land just to get buried in.
Yep. Yeah. It's a racket.
I'm trying to get the federal government to start trusts for children, babies, as soon as they're born. Small trust accounts, and then when you die, you have your funeral costs covered.
Oh, that's pretty smart. Oh, wow. Yeah. A government program. Is there any countries that do that right now?
No.
I'm actively lobbying against his cause.
It's a terrible idea.
Why? Yeah. That's a pretty good idea.
No, a better idea would be...
We should subsidize death. No.
A better idea would be to bury people vertically so you can fit more of them.
Oh, interesting.
Or just like stop it with the fucking... So much valuable land is spent... Get over yourselves.
I don't know. There's still so much land.
How profitable is owning a cemetery?
I just got back
cemetery?
From Texas.
I don't know.
There's so much land out
there's
in America.
There's so much land there.
It's just like in New York, LA, Chicago, like cities, there's no land. But you go to like Kansas, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you go to Kansas.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go to Kansas. If you live in Kansas, I actually love Kansas.
I got some family out in Kansas.
It's fucked up that Kansas City is in Missouri.
There's two Kansas cities, right? No, I thought there's two different. There's Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas.
There's just the state lines.
No,
it's
fucking
the same,
way.
It's the
no,
same it's not. City.
Everyone
yes, it is.
Calm down.
Are
it's
you
the
serious?
Same city. It's just on the different side of the border where you're on.
But yeah. Which one's the city of fountains? Isn't that Kansas City, Missouri?
Possibly.
Kansas City, Missouri is the more like the more white well-known one.
Is there a river that divides it?
The white one. They're both white. It's just different degrees.
Is there a state that you've always really wanted to go to, but you really haven't had a good reason to? Or
Montana.
Montana. That was mine.
Well, now we've got a bigger reason.
Montana's great. There's so many great reasons to go to Montana.
But there's bears, and I'm terrified of
and
bears.
And there's a TikTok band.
I'm not scared of the bears.
There's a TikTok band.
Do you think that band's going to happen?
No.
Which band?
No, the band.
Band.
TikTok got banned.
The one that backed Bob Dylan?
No, Green Day.
Matt's just like, 50 more minutes.
No. I prepared nothing.
I don't think... You mean like, is there going to be a nationwide one?
No, there was a ban in Montana already.
Right. But do you think that's going to happen? They have until January 24th, if that's when they say they're going to like fully
January
enact 24th. It. Nah. Or January 2024.
I feel like it'll be something like texting and driving laws where it's illegal, but are they going to enforce it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if you get caught in court looking at TikTok...
It'll be like how my parents put porn blockers on my computer, but...
Did they?
I got around it.
Your parents were going to do that in the 90s?
No, they didn't do that.
Did you do that?
Yeah, you to stop myself.
There wasn't like incognito mode, though, back then. You kind of had a raw dog.
No, you had to know about...
Clear the cache.
Going in
like, and deleting
getting
the history.
Rid of cookies.
Yeah. The family history, the computer on the family computer, the history is just all of it.
Speaking of family history on the computer, can I tell you guys a funny story about that?
Sure, please.
My, there was a... It almost felt like not a real memory, and I had to kind of go back and relive it, but there was a period of time, I don't remember how long this went on, but it felt like agonizing months, where my older brother tried to blackmail me. Based on the things that I left in the browsing history. He shamed me and was like, I'm going to tell mom and dad that you were looking at this. And it wasn't, it was like fucking like some fucking lingerie website. It wasn't even bad, but I felt like, oh, but it fucked me up. I later would learn in therapy, or I kind of unpacked it, that I carried shame about sex stuff for years thereafter.
What was the age difference between you?
2 years.
He's older?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I found his shit because he didn't fucking... I don't remember how I found out, but I saw... I think I might have installed a keystroke logger because I was that smart.
God, the con household.
Dude, I did not want to be fucked with, so I fucked with him. And I think I downloaded a keystroke logger, got his password, logged into his shit, and was able to see like his conversation history. Or downloaded something where I was able to see he was like sexting some random chick. That was before it was called sexting. It was called cyber sex back then.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, ah, what the fuck? That's because it was just like crotch shots, but not a penis. It was just like in underwear. And I was like, but that's... that's our computer room back there. I didn't take these pictures. My little brother's too technologically dense to do this. My dad sure as shit is too busy to be doing this. It's him. So and we were communicating it all via email. We were like emailing each other, like, and I wrote back. I was just like, oh, I fucking got you. Oh. I was like, say hi to so-and-so for her screen name for me. And then he just was like, I can't remember who called the truce, but it was like, okay, I'm just going to like leave this. We left it alone.
Wow.
Yeah, it never got resolved. And back then, I don't know if you guys ever had this, having had siblings, but
we weren't blackmailing each other over our sexual proclivities.
But like,
I had siblings, but
we like played tag in the yard.
But maybe you ever had a skateboard.
I've got your shit.
If you ever got in a fight with your brother, was it just like the overnight? It's erased.
Yeah.
And the next day it was just like, we just totally forgot.
Hard reset.
I miss those days. Because then around sometime in our late teens, it was like, oh no, now shit carries over through the night and we're still pissed at each other.
To this day?
No.
Okay.
It was like now, I mean, my brother never apologized for fucking anything ever. So I...
Do you apologize to him?
Oh, of course. If I'm wrong about something.
You're dragging your brother on fucking national TV.
It's fine. He's a good person.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it does. No, he is. He's a great person.
Character assassination with Ben Kahn today.
I think it's probably because he had shame, and he was projecting that shame onto me.
So dark.
Calling me a pervert.
We've lost a co-host, and...
Fix it.
Was he taking these crotch shots with the webcam, or was he doing it on a digital camera?
Webcam.
Damn. Oh, wow. Hey,
it was just clothed crotch?
Yeah, it was like a boner in his underwear.
Kinda
hot, God. I mean, it was. I remember being like, what the fuck? He's packing heat.
Jeez, bro. How long you been in therapy?
Oh, I don't know. Who's counting?
Long enough.
Yeah.
No, that makes it sound a lot more traumatic than it was. It was just like, oh shit, ew, I'm seeing my brother's like sexed.
I'd never fuck again if I was receiving emails from my brother about my
shaming you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty. I did. I carried a lot of shame. I was like, well, I guess I can't be sexual because that makes me like a pervert. But now I know it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't.
Now look at you.
Yeah, now look at me.
Constantly sucking and fucking.
Emil, what's bothering you this week?
What's bothering you this week?
Yeah, what's pissing you off? What are you just fucking sick of? And don't say Ben.
No, he's looking at me because it's something else, I'm sure.
Honestly, my biggest... I've been home like in LA for like 6 days out of the month this month. And I was in Greece, I was in Amsterdam, I was in New York, I was in West Texas, and I'm just fucking...
Where were you in West Texas? Alimony case? Marfa?
Yeah, one of the... I was in Marfa for, Big Bend and Alpine. It was great, but I'm just fucking exhausted.
Why'd you go to West Texas?
It was a bachelor party.
There we go.
And I was like, I'm going to have a psychotic break if I have one more drink or eat mushrooms again. Like,
you did shrooms? Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
How much? Don't say a couple caps and stems. I want exact weights.
Yeah, I don't know. We love our neurodivergent friend. You tripped on mushrooms? Can I have the exact weight?
I get that. Like living out of a suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
Just having your morning routine.
I feel crazy. So,
yeah.
Just been trying to eat my veggies, work out, not have any. God, and we stayed in this big fucking ranch in Texas. And one of the nights, I don't know how much I had, but it was too much mushrooms. And
a heroic dose.
Just trying to sleep. I was in a king bed, and it just like in this old Texas ranch in this room that was too big for me. And like the drapes were blowing. I was like, when did I turn into like an old Southern belle? Like, why am I in this room? So just trying to get normal.
Yeah. We got another bachelor party coming up next month,
I know.
I'm excited for that.
You guys are going to the same bachelor party?
Yeah.
Who's getting married?
Our friend Derek.
Oh! How fun.
We're part of the same very close friend group.
From back home in New Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What's planned for the bachelor party?
Oh, you know, just the...
We'll probably play a lot of tennis.
Yes.
Probably do some hiking.
Airbnb in upstate New York. I think it's in... Is it in the Poconos?
I don't think it's the Poconos, but I'm sure we'll also take a pretty big dose of acid.
I will not be participating
Mike,
in that.
Mike, you should do it.
No, I'm good.
Just I'm good. Half try a half tap, dude.
No, I'm good.
You can handle it.
Why? You don't want to be locked in a room that's too big for you? Going, oh, I really did it this time.
No, I'm good. I'll just enjoy the company of, you know, all our friends.
And I remember I put on, I tried to put on calming classical because it was fine. I wasn't freaking out. Like, I knew what was happening, but I was like, I just want to go to bed. And every time every time I closed the eyes, I would see and hear stuff. Like, I could hear voices and stuff. It wasn't freaking me out, but I was just like, shut up.
I do declare. Well, sir, my client is innocent.
So fucking Southern lawyer, the ghost of Foghorn Leghorn.
So calm and classical wasn't working, but calm was still in there. Apparently, it was a playlist Spotify made for me called "Just Calming for Your Pets." So I was listening to my.
Was it dog sounds?
It was like it was cats and dogs mostly, like classical for cats. It wasn't helping.
Meow, 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 meow.
It Thank didn't you. Help at all.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, GhostBed. Here on Hoot and a Half, we love talking about the people that we love, and when it comes to getting great sleep, we really love the folks at GhostBed. As a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, GhostBed knows a thing or two about crafting the perfect mattress. They only use the most durable, supportive, and long-lasting materials so you can trust that your bed will provide you with years of excellent sleep. What sets GhostBed apart is their signature and patented cooling technology. Say goodbye to those restless, sweaty nights. Every mattress keeps you cool and comfortable so you can sleep like a dream. When you purchase a GhostBed mattress, you'll get a 101-night sleep trial. You can try it out risk-free and experience the difference for yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping and most items ship within 24 hours. And if you need any assistance along the way, GhostBed has a team of dedicated experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress. They'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice for your needs. Are you ready to upgrade your sleep game? Visit ghostbed.com/hoot today. And for a limited time this 4th of July, use code HOOT, H-O-O-T, for 40% off your purchase site-wide. Go to ghostbed.com/hoot. And now back to the episode.
Okay. Well, now you're back.
Now I'm back.
What are you excited about being home? What are you looking forward to?
Saying hi to your...
It got so quiet.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for your answer, brother.
Cut out the silence.
No, it was actually kind of nice. Honestly, being alone. I've been with people. When I was in Greece and Amsterdam, I was literally going around with like my whole family. New York, I was staying with someone and just like with people. Texas, I was with fucking like 12 guys. And jeez. It's just, I cannot wait to just be alone for a little bit.
Well, I got news for you. You're not going to be alone today, tonight, or tomorrow. Thursday.
I do have a lot coming up, but it's there are at least some periods of being it was just constant.
And your home base too is nice, right, to have, right, like pooping on your home toilet and
pooping on my home toilet, sleeping
you
in my own
on
bed.
The toilet. God, I got news for you, pal. That's not how it works.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you gotta go in the fucking thing.
No, you do
like
it
do
on...
a reverse set.
No, like in the, you said poop on the toilet.
Do you sit facing the wall
so
you
no, can like use I'm not the? No, I sit on a toilet.
He is a disgusting fucking thing, though.
What? What? I put okay. Everybody, relax.
No. You won't be able to relax when you hear this. And don't try to normalize it.
It is normal for me. What do you do?
Whoa! Someone's taking off his jacket.
Oh,
to get a
it's
little
so
warm
cold
in here.
I told you.
It's cold in here.
Never
been
colder in my life. We're at a CIA black site over here. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
We're back, baby. We're back, huh?
Do you guys want to know how
yeah,
I shit?
Yeah, what's your
poop situation? Do you guys want to know how I shit?
Okay, so here's what I do, all right? I go in there. First, I greet the toilet. I must show it respect in order to get respect from the toilet. It's a Japanese toilet, so you have to bow.
Like a Toto?
It is a Toto.
Nice.
Dude, it's fucking... Nice. It's awesome. It knows. It learns my patterns, so like I hear it turn on at like 7 in the morning. Beep, beep. and then I hear it whirring and warming up the warmer.
Disgusting.
I'm like, oh yeah, brace yourself.
You bought a full-on Toto toilet for your own house.
Seat. I bought the seat.
You bought the seat.
And it's comical because my toilet is tiny, but then the seat is just this massive fucking thing on it. But
so anyway, for the uninitiated, what is a Toto? Briefly?
It is a Japanese brand of toilet.
Does it include like a bidet?
Oh, it is a bidet.
Are the instructions like in Japanese?
Is no. Like, they're English.
It's like Ohio.
It's English, but it's written with a Japanese guy's accent.
Okay. So you have the Toto.
Yeah.
And
the seat warm. So I greet it, I bow, and then I put down a gasket, even though it's my own.
You are such a fucking
Actually,
street.
No, sorry. I don't do that anymore. I put down, I sit.
You put down a gasket?
Like
put,
a, what like is a gasket? Like one of those paper things in public restrooms?
It's toilet paper. I okay.
So you're making your own home.
Oh, yes. Your own
wait. No. No, I don't do that anymore.
I'm calling the fucking cops.
I used to do that, but since this is now a brand new toilet seat.
Why did you used to do it?
Because I didn't like the idea of my ass and legs touching the seat when other people had.
You know
and
what?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you part of the reason why.
You couldn't clean it and then just...
Yeah, but it still makes me uncomfortable because I didn't like the feeling of it. It's just... And I got so used to having the protection layer of toilet paper. But anyway, the way that I sit... The way you gentlemen sit on the toilet is you sit on it full-fledged with your penis and balls hanging over the water.
I'm facing the wall and I use the tank as like a reading stool so I can put my magazines on there.
That's pretty good.
Okay, you're living in 2050.
And then the flush is right there. You don't have to like turn around, break your back. Yeah.
Right.
I'll teach you one day.
Well, so I sit toward the front half, and I put a little strip of toilet paper right there and rest my penis and balls on it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
He does. Wait, fucking disgusting.
What?
It's
on the lip?
On the lip fucking of the toilet paper. Seat.
I've got you, like, don't most people pee when they poop?
That's what I fucking said.
That's like a natural, That's like... a great question. I pee first, standing up. And then I wait till I'm done. And then I flush. And then I get down and I do my thing.
Hold on.
Nothing else comes out.
It's a fucking disaster.
I have had a little bit shoot out and then it lands on the back of my pants, which is humiliating.
Is it on the inside of the bowl or on the front lip?
It's fucking hanging out.
What if it's one of those ones that isn't like a full circle toilet? It's just the two arms.
Then it goes in on between. The load it up with toilet paper and I just rest my penis and balls in there.
And it's hanging over the edge of the bowl.
Not over the edge, just on the lip, on the thing.
Are like this wide.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in a position where it's sucking back in a little bit.
Do you like the feeling of this, or do you like the view? Like what?
It's just how I've always done it.
Even as a child,
as a kid, yeah.
His mind
dick
is a
was
prison.
Have you guys talked about this on your pod?
Yes.
Yeah.
On main episodes or
no.
Bonus. Okay, bonus. Okay.
Paywall
okay.
shit, dude.
Okay.
And your people are getting it for free. But
they're thrilled.
But then I unfortunately with where I sit, the little bidet arm, I have to put it on the maximum length for it to get all the way
out. For your little penis shelf.
And it gets me all
Have you ever photographed this? Is there like
Oh yeah, I've sent it to my Twitter group
chat. The way I found out was we were in New York together, we were staying in a hotel next to each other, and he wanted to play a little game of sending his penis to me, and I said he was sitting on the toilet. I said, "Why the fuck is your why the fuck is your dick and balls on the seat?"
Yeah,
and he had to explain that that's how he did it.
Only God can judge me, okay? And or my mom.
That's
we need to do that.
Yeah, I think you might be the only person on like this is a thing that you might be one of one on planet Earth. That does
I will say another thing.
Please don't.
I have noticed too many times I have gone and looked at a toilet with the seat down and I've seen on the back part of it
shit splashed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the fuck did that get
That's
there?
Called hitting the back wall, my dude.
I'm leaving you hanging on that one, dude. And I cannot abide by that. I were to wipe that off, I'd be like, that is unsanitary. I do not want my skin touching that.
I do sometimes put a nest on the toilet seat. Usually in the winter.
Not at your own home.
No, in my own home.
What?
Why?
Sometimes in the winter, in the morning, this porcelain is so cold.
That should be like the new cold shower, though. Just embrace it.
The cold poops it.
This is maybe a Jewish thing.
Huberman going on a fucking TikTok being like, there are benefits to a cold toilet seat.
With the Wim
Hof? Proven.
Yeah, no, I respect the nest, even in the home, because... Sometimes you just want a little bit of padding, a little bit of cushion.
I hardly even nest in public.
You're lying.
That's fucking it's atrocious.
Newark Airport, you're going in.
God help me if I've got a shit in a public place. I have to layer it. It's like, oh, man. Oh.
It's like an owl's den.
Dude, it's like a millimeter thick.
It's a turban.
It's too much time. I'll just...
What do you... You will sit bare ass on a public
toilet. Yeah.
First off, I look. I go, is there fucking piss all over it? If there is, I'll wipe it off. If not, I sit on it.
I cannot fathom wiping off piss and then putting my bare cheeks on it.
It's, that's
would you put
behavior.
Your face cheek on it?
No.
Then why put your ass? Treat your ass with the same respect that you would your own face.
No way. Shit does not come out of my mouth.
Buddy, I don't know if you hear yourself talking, but it comes out of there regularly, okay?
Sure, I sometimes talk shit.
You got a nice tan.
Thanks, pal.
Was that from Greece?
Probably a mixture. Mm. Even in fucking New York, do you know I was sitting in Prospect Park with the top off?
I drove through Silver Lake today. Sorry, this is going to be regionally specific, but they're turning that shit into Venice Beach, man.
How so?
Turning that shit, whatever developer.
The fucking Abbot Kinney developers literally bought up that Sunset section. It was just fucking.
Yeah. Are you talking about like a lot of unhoused people there?
Yeah, putting on a fuck. No, they're putting up a Salt and Straw and a Warby
was
Parker.
The last straw for me.
Is Salt and Straw the definitive gentrifier in California?
It's also the worst fucking ice cream. It's
you want pistachio, pistachio like Band-Aid ice cream?
It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Just do a regular flavor. Maybe if your ice cream was good enough, you wouldn't have to crush up fucking candy canes and put them in it.
Get the fuck out of
fuck
here.
Fuck you.
The Lucky Charms flavor, though, is pretty good.
No. Okay, that sounds really good.
No, that one is like pretty fire.
Have you, speaking of cereal... Have you had... For the audio listener, Emil just pulled my leg here. Have you had the...
We're going to be cutting to this wide shot a lot.
What is that high-protein cereal?
Oh, you really love good? Magic Spoon.
Halo Top?
Magic Spoon. They
Magic
the pod.
Spoon. It's really good.
I've never had it.
It's excellent. And there's like no sugar in it.
It's fantastic.
It's really fucking
tasty.
Don't
they make also the mac and cheese brand
as
well?
Okay, what are we doing? A fucking
they
ad
make
right
a
now?
Protein...
I would do an ad for them.
I wouldn't mind if Magic Spoon sponsored.
I would do it. I would also do an ad for Zevia Cola.
Zevia Cola?
Yeah.
Like the Stevia?
I tried recently their
Stevia.
It's called Zevia.
Yeah,
okay?
It is.
But I tried their cookies. Fucking God damn it. Cream soda flavor. And it tastes identical to cream soda.
Who drinks cream soda? All right. We're going to transition to something a little
please.
More fun. You guys ever seen the show Inside the Actor's Studio?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Do you remember at the end of the episode?
They take questions from the crowd. Well, hi, yes, I see a young Bradley Cooper in the crowd. One from him. Yes, Mr. De Niro.
Yeah, that is part of it, that they would do a Q&A with young audience members. But they would also have these 10 questions that were from some French late night show. And we like to ask our guests these questions.
Ask us last time.
I understand. It's a new segment that we've added since you guys were on, and we're bringing it to you now.
No, I'd like to apologize for him. Just
I just didn't know we were going to be doing French shit on this show.
Okay.
Hit us.
First question. What is your favorite word?
Ooh.
Cluster.
Ooh.
That's not real.
I was thinking about it today. It's one of my favorite words.
Can you elaborate on
why? It just sounds... I don't know. It reminds me of the word sauce. It's close. It's got the cluster.
So why not just pick sauce?
Cluster. I don't know. Cluster.
Yeah,
I like it.
Do you use cluster in your day-to-day diction?
Nope. But okay. It makes me think of like a nice bite of like a Rice Krispie square.
Huh?
Crisp. That's another word I like.
That's what you think of cluster?
Yeah, like ooh,
don't
crisp,
try to dig
cluster.
In too much. Remember, this is the guy who fucking...
Yeah, puts his penis
on. My favorite word is copacetic. I love the sound of copacetic.
That is nice,
It's
yeah.
like cluster.
Copacetic. You hit a lot of different consonants.
Yeah, you get it all.
It's good.
Emil, what's your favorite word?
I don't know. I like those words that are, you know, the ones that don't have like a proper English...
Translation.
Or translation in another language, you know? Those are always fun.
Like slurs?
Benjamin?
Racial slurs?
No, like...
Because you were just saying in the car right over here that you're...
just rattling off...
I'm kidding.
No, there were... Like, there's a... I think it's like a Tierra del Fuego word where it's like... I so long. Like, mamina patelepa.
What does it mean?
It means when two people... when two people make eye contact across the room and they each would like the other one to make the first move and no one does.
Very
beautiful.
There's also one about like waiting, like the anticipation of waiting for someone to come home. And like when you see the car is pulling into the driveway or like passing and you hope it's them, but it's not them.
I don't know that, but it's always those kind
of things. Yeah, it's one of those like...
There's a very nice German one that's it's like very...
Careful now.
shit.
It's called Auschwitz.
It's like very schlimme Bering or whatever. And it's it means like the harder you try to fix something, the worse you make it.
Mm. Huh. Mm. Wait, so what are you supposed to do? Just let the fucking cabinet fall off?
No, it's just like the act. It'd be like, yeah, you try to fix the cabinet. It's not that you're doing it on purpose, but the harder you're trying to fix it, you screw it in and then you end up fucking, oh God, I hit a cord somehow and now the power's out in my head. Just a little beautiful word.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, he's pissed at my answer.
Next question.
What is your least favorite word?
Oh my God. Man.
Oh boy, that's tough. I don't know.
Anything that's overused, like is a big one. I'm a big offender, obviously, but our entire generation is fucking brain dead. anyone who does the like literally, like, oh, when I was in Prospect Park this last time, there was just this guy a couple blankets over, just every other, is like literally, it's like, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Okay, it's okay. Calm down.
I want to say it's not incidentally, but it's one of those ones where people put a prefix on it that doesn't belong there.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, what's the word?
I don't know. Accidentally, and no, it's like I unaccidentally. It's not that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Do you know what word we're talking about, Emil?
Oh, I wasn't. I was. I was waiting.
It's
for
like
a
word where they add a prefix in front of it.
A malapropism.
No,
that's a good word though. I changed my answer. I like malapropism.
Irregardless.
That's it.
Oh, that feels so good.
I hate irregardless because
it's not a word.
Right.
It's not a word.
Okay, so
people who just say like all intensive purposes.
Yes,
that's another one.
Those are malapropisms.
Oh, that's also what
one
these are.
Yeah. One, another one that drives me nuts is
nowadays,
people say I can't. I could care less.
I could care less.
Yeah. It's you couldn't care less,
right?
Because if you could care less, then you like.
But I think people have started to say that ironically and like sarcastically.
I agree. I don't like that. I couldn't give a shit. Or
no, you
I could give a shit.
I couldn't care less. You couldn't care any less. But people say I could care less.
I could care less.
Addicting.
Yeah.
Addicting. Oh man, these chips are so addicting. No, they're addictive.
Oh, really?
They are addicting you to them.
So what's the word?
Addictive.
And what's the past tense of that?
Addictive.
Okay, so
it should have been addictivegames.com.
Well, so addicted is the word. So what do you call it when someone's needs alcohol there?
Addicting is a verb.
No, but just go with this.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past tense, and you like someone who was... had to drink alcohol. They were
addicted to it.
And if they need to smoke weed every day, they are
addicted to it.
And what hit you in the face last night?
Addicted.
I knew it, and I didn't. I didn't play along.
Sorry, guys. Okay, sometimes I like to have a little bit of fun around here.
I like these 10
questions.
Welcome
back to Semantics Hour.
The next question is: what turns you on?
Sexually, spiritually, creatively, or emotionally?
I'll do creatively real quick. I'll do all of them.
Cool.
But
we got
just
time.
Just because you said creatively, it reminded me. Being in the moment with Ben is very fun, and it does.
Oh, he gay now.
It does. Like, it's very nice. I can feel a little light go on, and we did our first live show in April in New York, and we just sold out. We did a small venue because we didn't know. It was our first live show, and we just sold out the Bell House in Brooklyn, which is fucking sick.
Congrats.
You guys are nuts. We sold out in a fucking day,
insane.
Probably less. And I'm so excited. That being in front of a crowd turns me on creatively.
And
it's
your
very stand-up
show that you do.
Yes,
comedy. I went to the last one. Hilarious.
Yes.
Great comics. You had a great set.
Thank you. So being able to like, play with a crowd is so fun, especially because so much of what we do is like in front of cameras, which is, this is all very fun, but being able to like feed off the crowd and roll laughter and fucking, that's the fucking, it's beautiful.
Mwah. Man, you want to crack that door open just to get a little breeze going?
I told you, it gets hot. You guys, like.
My answer's got to be titties. I'm joking. Go. I just wanted that contrast. Humor. Humor. If, especially if it's a woman that I really like and already have a crush on, and she, the woman that I've been seeing recently, we had a conversation yesterday about.
Whoa, you've been seeing a woman?
Whoa. Yes.
Benjamin.
She was talking.
My guy soft launches like it's nobody's business.
She was talking about how we had this kind of heart to heart yesterday, and she was talking about how she felt. Not dumb around me, but just feels like she's not her most intelligent. She just felt like not attractive. And I was like, what are you talking about? You're incredibly attractive. And I was giving her examples. And I said, your humor is, you've got a great sense of humor. And to me, that denotes intelligence. And that is, intelligence for me is the biggest turn on. And it's related to humor. And if someone can make me laugh, I'm, it's a,
it's a turn on.
Yeah, because like I said, it denotes intelligence. You can't. You got to be. You got to be smart to be funny. I think.
Kind of.
You definitely do. It's like.
But there are some funny people who are just.
Of course.
Don't really have it all together.
The type of humor that I'm attracted to.
I don't know.
That
right. I get. There's like fucking pee poo poo poo.
That's so funny.
There's like fucking, you know, lowest common denominator stuff. Yeah. But like when people get it, it's they're obviously.
What's the next question?
What turns you off?
Racial slurs.
Are you coming across a lot of racial slurs these days?
Where
you been hanging out, Ben? Who are you hanging out with?
Rudeness. Yeah. Being inconsiderate and unkind.
Rudeness is a weak man's imitation of strength.
Ooh.
I didn't do my turns on.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought you only did creatively. But sexually, it's...
Here we go.
Oh, man. I can just...
Here we go, folks. Strap in.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
I like it when they're mean. that's it.
Okay. We can move on. What turns you off?
Turns me off when they're nice to me.
Really?
No.
If a girl's like, oh my God, so good to see you, you're like, gross, get away from me.
No. But... clinginess is really turn off.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a form of insecurity, so maybe that's a little bit of a deeper.
I do really like independent partners, so I get very. I feel like.
A little suffocated. You do the next one.
I don't know your password.
I don't have a password on my phone.
That's insane.
That's fucking bananas.
I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but you got. Wild. Okay.
If I ever lose my phone. In a place, I'm always like 2 minutes away from another device where I can log into iCloud and lock myself out.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Like I was going to say, your social medias, man. I'd be going on there posting.
Would you, though?
No.
Like all your bank stuff is locked up.
Yeah, true.
So like...
I don't even like when... If you were to have my phone, I would... Like that, I would hate that.
Why?
I don't know. You know what, though? Like there's so much on our phone. It's not just like...
No, I know.
I've had this with partners because they're like, you're weird about your phone. And it's like, I'm not like cheating or whatever. It's like, it's the fact that like, it's become everything. It's not a fucking telephone or a texting machine. It's like, I have a notes app that I like periodically write in, you know,
pee pee poo poo.
If I'm in therapy and like something pops up where I'm like, oh, maybe I should bring that up in therapy. It's like, okay, well here's a therapy note where I'm like, oh, da da da. I was thinking about this. It's like, they probably won't go into them, but I'm like, it's
a little uncomfortable.
It's like my fucking journal, you know, you shouldn't have access to, even if it's nothing bad, you shouldn't have access to my private conversations with my closest friend, right? Those used to take place just in person, and I would feel like, oh, I can say anything. It's my closest friend.
It's your mailbox. It's all your letters.
Right.
Do you ever wonder like where it's all going to go like when you die?
Dude,
like,
yeah.
They already have it.
What, they have that?
It's like in a server in Utah, and the government's running all of it right now.
I know that, but like, do you like will down all your like your just digital shit? Like, I guess I would want my photos and stuff, or I wouldn't mind like passing that down on it, but it's just like,
think of how much digital shit is going to accumulate over the rest of your life.
Yes,
terabytes.
It's too much.
Yeah, it is too much.
But there'll be AI by the time we die that can synthesize it all and then probably just recreate our consciousness
and just make all the good stuff.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Around.
Like yeah. There, I saw like a podcaster talking, the political podcaster David Pakman, I think his name is. He was talking about how like he talked to a company.
No relation to Mrs. Pakman.
That there's like a company that basically like downloaded all of his previous podcasts and can make a artificial version where they can basically create new episodes of his podcast and deepfake his face and his voice that like once he's dead, he can continue to make podcast episodes to make money so that his family can live off his likeness.
Yeah, but they can't make, they can't capture the annoying essence of him. I do not like that guy.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen him on TikTok and he's just like, he's a fucking obnoxious.
I know.
He tries too much to gotcha everybody.
You think so?
Sometimes it's just as disingenuous as writers.
I think he's one of the more
fair ones.
Which guy is this doing impression?
His name is David Pakman.
Okay. He's, you know the guy Destiny that's always on?
Yeah. With,
I think that guy's a little bit like, gotcha.
Can I Google in your phone? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You type in,
don't know.
Wait, but so back to my point. You don't get squeamish at all about that kind of thing of like, oh, my entire personal life is wrapped up into this device. And
I don't have any shame, so I don't really.
That's a fucking superpower.
That is. I mean, because that's what it's probably shame, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, if someone were to find this therapy notes app, they would judge me and be like, I can't believe Emil sometimes.
Well,
feels...
I will say, I don't have like things that I would be shamed about. I just write pen and paper on my notebook.
But like, what if you're out? What if you're out and like.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely things that I would like have to explain away, but like I don't think I'm doing anything bad or weird to the point where I would like.
I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not doing anything bad or.
The next question is: what is your favorite sound?
Dude, come on! You know what it is.
Oh, another way to ask the question: what sound or noise do you love?
Dog eating and drinking.
Really?
I don't know why that's funny. I thought this was a judgment-free zone.
It is.
Second to that is horse hooves clip-clopping.
Ooh.
And then tennis balls being thwacked, even though I don't play tennis.
Do you think about these often, or did those just come to your
head? I just know those. Those are good ones. Those are just fucking rocks.
Are you on horse hoof TikTok?
No. Oh, where they like clean them?
Yes.
Nah, but I've seen the cows.
I just imagine that smells so bad when they're cleaning those horses, and they just scrape out like the gunk.
Yeah, the pus.
No, thank you. I don't like watching medical stuff.
What's your favorite sound?
Moving water.
Moving, like, any kind.
Yeah.
Is there a preference? Stream, babbling brook, ocean,
all
rain,
nice.
Bidet.
Love it. Rain, bidet. Not natural moving water.
You're peeing hitting the toilet?
That is natural, but...
Fuck. These boys got me.
Gotcha!
These boys got me.
I'll twist it up. What sound or noise do you hate?
Chewing, mastication.
Ooh.
There's a word for it.
Misophonia.
Misophonia.
You have the exact same answer as Connor Wood, fibula. His sound or noise that he hates is people chewing, except for his dog drinking water.
I love it. Love that sound. Eating.
So interesting. I don't think we've ever had a guest that had the same two answers like that.
Oh, I forgot the other noise I love is a woman screaming at me.
In like passionate love making?
No,
or
no. Angry.
Angry.
Just a full scream or just like saying things?
Do you get into fights? Do you still get into fights with girls?
Get into fights?
Like you, that was your thing, right? You used to like fist fight girls?
I think you're thinking of Andy.
That's Andy Kaufman. Sorry.
Andy Kaufman.
I always get you guys confused.
No, noise I hate.
Racial slur.
Ben! We've established this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why it's funny. It shouldn't be funny.
Because it's a motif at this point.
Ooh, good word.
Thank you.
Noise I hate.
Wow. Can I give you some suggestions?
I get really like auditorily distracted if I'm at a restaurant, and I hate when people don't understand how loud you're supposed to talk.
Oh yeah.
Like it just digs into my brain, and I go like
they're talking too loud.
Yeah, yes. And I end up ruining meals because I'm like looking at my partner just going like, do you believe this fucking guy? And she's like, yeah, I know. What if we just like tried to ignore it? It's like, ignore that?
Yeah,
how? How am I going to ignore that? And
when people are just so loud at a restaurant, yeah,
it's just unfucking believable.
What if a friend is loud? Do you tell like a friend just be quiet?
Shut the fuck up! What I'm right here.
I'm very notoriously loud.
You're pretty loud. I had a few moments in Indianapolis when I was like, wait, I did like.
Oh really?
I think I just do like you this to you. I'll do this. Yeah. Or I'm just like, let's just keep it between us.
Yeah, because then when I'm excited.
Or on airplane day, you kind of like. You're a little loud.
Well, airplanes are so loud that I don't...
But, like, I'm right here. We can just have a conversation.
I know, but there's the whole loud jet engine 5 feet away from your fucking brain.
Unless you're on a newer model Airbus. Yeah, I mean, they make those things quiet.
I also just don't like when people don't respect public space with noises. Like, TikTok is particularly bad. I don't know what happened to kids. There should be a federal program to give teenagers fucking AirPods or something at the airport because it's just a fucking...
Phone volume on... that's insane.
Zane will just go full blast, just like sitting on the couch.
And I'm
like,
crazy.
It's on him. Oh, sitting on the couch,
but
that's fine.
No, but still, with people, that's like so, like, it's like I'm just trying to like focus, even if I'm so just on rude. My phone, but he'll do a full like TikTok, like just scroll down, but it's on blast.
Or if someone's like watching a movie on their phone with no headphones on the plane.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's unhinged
And
playing a game.
People truly have no idea how sound works. I literally, on my flight to New York, a guy is fucking flicking TikTok, and I finally said, hey, can you put headphones in or something? And he said, oh, can you hear that? And I had to say, we're right next to each other. If you can hear it, I can hear it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You said that?
Yeah, good for
no,
you.
No, I didn't say all. I just said, yes, I can obviously hear. We're right next to each other. I didn't say
what
the fuck.
Did he put on headphones?
No, he just said, I don't have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, the most pathetic response.
Yeah.
Like I spent all my money on this flight.
It happens on the subway a lot, too, in New York. Like, public transportation is just a crazy place.
No respect.
Respect. Respect public space.
Yeah, respect public space.
I will say, though, at a restaurant, if it's, like, a lively establishment, and there's a group of people having a good time, like, that's kind of why people go to restaurants, is to be with their friends,
have
a good time. Like, I'm kind of like, where is a restaurant where you're like, can you believe these people? This is so loud.
It's when there's multiple voices and you can't focus on one conversation, but when it's just a couple and there's one guy or gal being super loud, you gotta shut the fuck up.
I've been told, my group has been told to shut the fuck up before, and I was like, fair. Very fair. We lost it for a second, and we're dialing it back.
Okay.
Would you complain on like neighbors? Like if your neighbors were having a party, are you a person to complain?
If it goes on too late,
like turn it down.
If it's past midnight and it's a weeknight, especially,
okay,
you got to have some respect.
I've never done that.
When I used to live in Brooklyn, they would do a full blown basement band starting at midnight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday till 4 a.m. It was the fucking worst. The entire apartment would shake.
Oh, yes,
I just called the cops every time. Like, there's nothing you can do.
I bet you can you can like feel a party going on.
Our beds were literally
shaking. But do you guys play white noise at all when you sleep?
Oh yeah.
But white noise is pretty miraculous for drowning out other sounds.
Yeah.
Zane's had full on parties here, and I've been upstairs play white noise. Can't hear a
thing.
That's
kind of the point, yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to like, tell people that whenever they complain. Like, just go play white noise.
Sometimes, though, if they're like the bass is thumping, you literally feel it.
Yeah.
Man, that white noise, though, it's just like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Thank you, boys.
It's pretty good, Ben. You want to do any other color noises?
Try
a different
POC noise.
Why don't we try like a brown noise?
Oh, brand noise. No, I'm
yellow
not going to do that. I'm not going to touch
pink
those.
Pink noise.
I'm not going to touch any of that.
Okay. Pink.
Pink noise.
It's like
that's my
higher
favorite.
Pitch than
there's
white noise.
They are different frequencies.
Right.
Anyway, what profession? This one I would like to go through quickly because I'm more interested in the next one. What is your favorite curse word?
Cocksucker.
There you go.
I like cock.
Ew.
Let's just isolate that.
Yeah, that was a direct.
It makes a question. Do you like cock? Or before you can even finish it, I like cock.
So, Emil, what have you been up to? What are you really into these days? Okay.
I like cock.
Wait. I got another answer because I say it all the time.
Okay.
Like, God fucking damn it, or Jesus Christ, Christ on the cross. Sorry.
I've been picking up Matt's. Matt says, "Good grief,
good grief."
Charlie Brown.
Good grief.
It's just not, dude. Like
that's not a curse.
I know, but I'm saying people from New Jersey. Like for us, it's like when I feel like out here when I'm just like motherfucker. People are like, okay, relax, pal. So I try to say like nicer, polite curses, like good grief or like golly.
When do you think I'm saying good grief? I'm saying like about people who I think are like ridiculous.
You say it about me, I'll show up in a t-shirt and be like, good grief. Yeah. Like you've worn that shirt so many times.
And for me, when am I saying cock? It's mostly like, wow, look at the cock on that guy.
Yeah.
Well, would you get a load of that guy's cock? That kind of stuff.
All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Well, I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was a kid. Or younger when I was in college.
What happened?
I worked at a veterinary hospital because I was looking to go to UC Davis, but you need like 1,000 hours of hands-on.
Okay, Malcolm Gladwell.
Animal experience. And so I was like, well, I guess I better get started. And I assisted on a neuter. And I, right then and there, was like, I cannot do this.
You assisted on a neuter?
Yeah, I was
a neuter of a cat or a dog?
A dog. Wait, yeah. A dog.
And it was what? Just too traumatic?
It was just, I got too queasy.
Huh.
And I was like, I can't do this.
But you were perfectly fine expressing anal glands.
Oh, yeah. I could squeeze a dog's asshole.
All day.
All day.
Can you do it now? You think you still have the skills?
Yeah, it's easy. You put your hands on, your fingers on 9 and 3, and you push in and pinch like a big zit.
I've got anal glands, Greg. Could you express me?
Or you would put a glove on and stick your index inside and then pinch it from
what comes out?
Anal gland juice. It's like poop juice.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What did you guys dissect anything weird when
owl
you
poop.
Growing up?
Owl poop.
That was
That's
it?
Not
oh,
dissecting.
I think you did that like frogs, in third grade.
Frogs and owl poop.
We did cats.
Yeah. You dissected Whoa. A cat.
That's psycho.
Full on cats ate cats in bags. Like they had a cat
school?
For every two people.
What? Where?
In high school. In
Witchcraft
Texas.
High?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, cats
on?
In. We were sophomores in high school.
Where did they get the cats?
The local like shelter, the pound.
Dude, horses, yeah, when horses, they put them down.
The owner of horses was supplying them.
Dude, full yeah. on cats. That was pretty rough. I loved
wow.
cats. Jeez. Cats, and I think, yeah, we did pigs as well.
What?
Yeah.
Cats and pigs.
They had to slaughter the piglets. Pigs first. They had to kill them first.
Emil, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Cocksucker.
I like cock.
No, other than his own, what do you like to attempt?
So anything like not comedy related? I've talked about this on our show, but I think music supervisor is one of the coolest jobs in the world.
Oh, what is a music supervisor?
You'd be great at that.
Drummer, drum, guitar player.
No,
player.
No.
Music supervisor is the person picking songs for specific parts of movies.
That's a sick
and
job.
I think that is very cool. I would love to do
when
that.
When I worked at Apple, yeah, the guys who were the music supervisors had like the best gig ever because they just got to sit around and like listen to like all the new music to pick out which song would be like in the next Apple commercial.
A lot of it is unsexy where you're just listening to like instrumentals that are just generic things
yeah.
that make it into
yeah, the reference material. Emil, you have like an insane amount of playlists here on Spotify.
Yeah, you know I like it.
Or any super popular.
I'm taking them up, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm not like...
No, this is like from back in the day. Like when we first got Spotify, Emil was just like diligent. He put like... He has more songs on like one playlist than I have on my entire Spotify collection.
How many?
Like he's got one with like 5,000 songs.
Jeez. What are the names of them?
Like Fuck You, Yankee Blue Jeans, BX,
The Great American Pool Party,
you
Dance
the
Your
country
Face
one.
Off. Like, you just got a bunch of them.
What's the country one called?
Do-si-do.
Do-si-do, yeah. I like that one.
Do you know Will Derbyshire has a sex playlist on Spotify that has, I think, over 300,000 like likes on it?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's like one of the number one sex playlists.
Is it just Yakety Sax over there?
I usually put on White Noise when I have sex.
What?
It drowns out the screaming. My scream. My own screaming.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of that game Music League?
No.
Music League?
I say it like that because when I heard about it, I thought they were saying musically, and I was like, are you guys talking about
music.
The precursor to...
Yeah.
TikTok.
What's Music League?
Music League is this great game. It's like you basically come up with categories, and then so we would all start one together, and the category would be like sex milk. Songs is a lame one. Milk, fine. Milk is a great one. And then we would all pick the song that we think personifies milk, or like, and then it turns it into a Spotify.
My humps.
It turns it into a Spotify playlist.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. Then you listen to the playlist and you vote. It's anonymous. You don't know who put it in first.
Oh, it's an app.
And you vote who put the best song in, and then at the end it tells you who put in what, and it's very fun.
Oh, do you like do it on fun. A TV like?
No, you can. But
Quiplash,
or is it like? No. Like text.
It's like over text, and it gives you time to listen to the playlist and everything.
Should we do? Should we create a little group for us to do this?
Yeah, right. Ben's already in our spelling bee group.
Yeah,
do you spelling bee?
I refuse to give money to the New York Times.
The failing New York Times. I honestly agree. It feels disgusting to give to that organization, but they have good games.
But so that's Music League. What's the next question?
It's one of the last questions.
Ooh.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
A racial slur. Sorry. You want to field that one?
Well, you can both field it.
Yeah, I think it's for both of us.
Well, no, I know, but you first.
What's the question?
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Oh, what up, dog?
Take a little more time on your answer, Ben.
I'd like God to say, "Hello, hello, my son." Everybody, all your dogs are here, and your dad stinking up the heaven bathroom.
I can think of like what I would say to him, you know.
Let's keep it light, bud.
Keep it light. Show. It's God you're talking to here.
Yeah, I'd say show. You motherfucker. Why'd you do that? What would I say, or what would he say to me?
You did it.
What would you like him to say?
You passed. You did good. You did good. That's what I would like to hear. You did good.
I would like it if he read off names of people who didn't make it, like before I entered, right? So I could be like, holy shit, okay. You know, it's nice to be like, FDR's down.
Oh, okay, okay.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously FDR. Like Hitler's down there. Whoever,
yeah.
Gandhi, because he slept with those women.
Well, basically every president, probably.
Every president, probably. Except for maybe JFK, because he got shot in the head, and you go to heaven if you get shot in the head. I haven't been to church in a while, but I thought so.
Hitler got shot in the head.
But he shot himself in the head.
That's true.
And JFK did?
Yes.
Because he fucked with the CIA.
Yes.
Oh, right.
No, so I would just like a list of people he put down there.
Huh, a little bit of superiority complex going on.
Big time.
All right.
Yeah. I always like to know where I stand.
Yeah, I'd just like to be told that I did a good job.
Cool.
That was mine.
That was yours?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the last question?
That was the last question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess how do you top that?
Ben Kahn and Emil DeRosa, which is available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple,
Google Podcasts,
Amazon.
Stitcher.
Cocksucker.
Also, Ben and Emil have their own personal Instagrams and Twitters where they post exclusive content, tickets to live shows, great behind the scenes, hilarious memes, stuff you should read.
Emildrosa
is not how you spell it. It's actually
no, that is how you spell it.
We'll have it all linked down below. Is there anything you guys want to? Well, you sold out your show at the Bell House. You know what I saw? Sarah Silverman and Reggie Watts at the Bell House, and I got on stage with Sarah Silverman for a bit about Aaron Sorkin, and it didn't work.
Like, you tried to be funny?
No, or? She needed, like, a participant in the audience to, like, do a bit with another person, and I had to pretend to be Aaron Sorkin, and it just didn't work, and I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's not your fault. The joke is not funny. And then I saw her, like, a couple years later. I was like, you ever work out that Aaron Sorkin bit? And she was like, what are you talking about? But the Bell House is cool.
Ours is going to be just like that.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. I love you guys.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us. This is
We've enjoyed
always
this.
A pleasure.
Bye.
All right,
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.